what, run?
All right, everybody, please stand.
Pledge allegiance to God's word, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. In the words of hide in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior's kingdom stands. One Savior crucified, risen and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before I read your prayer list, I want to give you a little update on Christie. Christie took her to the emergency room Friday, spent about all day there. She had fluid buildup on her heart and her lungs. They gave her Lasix to pull it off. Now, Christie with one kidney, they can't give her Lasix all the time. Or they would just give her a prescription for it and it would help her more. But her only having one kidney, Lasix is hard on the kidney. And the one kidney she's got is at 45%. So just pray for her on that. And we went to two doctors last week. One was a vein doctor, which gave her those hoses. And she can't put them on by herself, so I have to help her. So, you know, every morning I have to get up and help her put those on. Mm-hmm. The reason I was late this morning is because we had a rough time trying to get them on. But the other doctor, I'm trying to remember what the other doctor was. She goes to so many, it's hard to remember. Pulmonary? Is that how you say it? Pulmonary? Yes, it. So, you know, we went to that one and he's wanting to give her a device to put on her hand and it will monitor her breathing and stuff and oxygen levels during sleep. Thinking that they're going to have to start putting her on oxygen at night. So, just pray for her. She's going through a lot. We've got all kinds of doctor's appointments coming up. I mean, they just load us up with doctor's appointments. So, you know, just pray for her. And I'm going to be honest, it's hard to get her in and out. You know, it just, you know, she moves slow. We had ones that were around her yesterday. You've seen that. She, just, she can't hardly go. But, like I said, do pray for her that the Lord will bless her and help her. She wanted to come this morning, but being, you know, there's no bathroom up here, and she's taking those pills, you know, it'd be hard for her to get, you know,
go down.
You know, up and down them steps, and just, she'd probably have an accident before she got up and down, but
yeah.
Do pray for her. She needs her prayers. And I'm going to be honest with you, I do too. It ain't an easy task, but you know what? I'm not complaining. I'm just glad that God is blessing her and helping her and helping me. And, you know, we'll keep doing what we're doing. God's in control.
Yes.
I know that.
He is.
All right. Let's see, Rosa, you're still scheduled for August the 8th for your knee, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's remember that. All right, Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Teresa Smith, Zane Hudson, Carol Bubb, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown. Speaking of Kenny, the gentleman lives in this house down here, Jimmy Key, and that is actually Kenny's brother. I think they're half-brothers or something like that. He passed away this week, so let's pray for that family, the Key family. This is where you'll understand, Teresa. Jimmy and Cowboy are brothers.
Oh, okay.
So it's Glenn's brother in Dallas. Geraldine Swans, Gladys Key, Gladys is a sister to him. Randy Winstead, just pray for Randy. Christy, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Shannon McMillan, Donnie Chapman, Dean, Dale, Amy Claude, Edward Kirkman, Richard Danny Black, Helen Shook, Jacob Banner, Bailey Smith, the Shelby family, Brad, Ernie Buff, Matthew and Christina Morgan, thanks for all the folks that come out to the baby shower yesterday. Lisa Buff, Michael Poovey, Jesse Siegman, Kim Siegman, Michelle Barger, the little girl at Preacher Johnny's church, Cindy and Rachel Hill, the Conley family, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, pray for Ken. Things are looking closer. Alright. Of course, we'll take Jimmy Key in off here. He's done gone on to the Lord. We'll get him worked out. Jimmy. Barbara, Brandon McCory, Tim Singerlin, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scotty, Ken Walker. Caleb has made it to Africa. He's there. So pray for him. That the work that he does there will be blessed. Dorothy Bubb, Jeremy Johnson family, Frankie Lewin family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Heather Lee, Brandy Moritz, Louise. I'm going to take Brandy off. She was actually walking pretty good yesterday. You know where she broke her knee?
Uh-huh.
She didn't have no brace or nothing on. She was going good. Okay, Louise, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Eagle, Bill, Devin, Mark Thomas, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Wanda Dellinger, Lucy Chapman, Stormy, Darius Moser, which is Betty's brother-in-law. So, let's pray for all those. Does anybody have anything to add, take away from the list?
Pray for Kayla, she's got to go back on the 50 that right to put back in it.
Okay. So, remember that about Ken getting her to put back in her ear. All right. Does anybody got anything on their heart this morning?
I just wanted to thank the Lord for saving me. Thanking the Lord for being here this morning. And just thanking Him for all His blessings He gave to us. For that rain, everywhere. Jenny is coming with that big rain coming for us. Thanking Him for the rain.
Amen. Yeah,
I appreciate what He does.
Yeah, we definitely needed the rain.
Thank the Lord for saving me. Thank you for letting me get back today. Seems like the devil's been on my back too. Trying to beat me out of church. But just pray for me that I feel good like I do now. And pray for my lost loved ones too. I'd like to thank the Lord for saving me.
I is lost and undone without you. And only pray, God, that you'd open their eyes and let them see what a wonderful thing it is that your Son done for them as well as us. Lord, how he died on that old Roman cross and gave his life. He gave it freely to give us the opportunity, Lord, to go and be with you. God, we pray this morning, Lord, with all of our hearts, for this nation that we live in. Lord, it is so wicked. There's wickedness on every hand. And Lord, we just pray this morning, Lord, God, your mercy upon our nation. Lord, that you'd help the ones that's in this nation. God, that love and serve you, that you would help us through each and everything that we have to deal with. And God, that you'd be with our witness. And God, we pray this morning for each pastor, each preacher, that stands in the pulpit in this nation this morning, is preaching the true word of God. God, we just pray and uplift them to you. God, that you will bless them and use them for a mighty way. And God, for every lost soul that stands in a church house this morning, that is lost and undone without you, we pray, Lord, that you would save them. God, we just thank you again for all your kindness and your mercy. Lord, we pray that you help us as we stand to break the bread of life this morning. Lord, that which you have given unto us to give unto the Father. Lord, we just pray, God, that you will feed him with your word. In Jesus' name we do only pray. Amen.
She said you need to go check.
I'm afraid that what you'll find out.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that the bill they'll send me because I ain't got insurance. She does.
Oh, okay. You'll have it when you get that disability.
No. When you retire at 62, you don't get Medicare. You don't get that to 65. But my dependency in him. That's all I can do.
He's in control anyway.
Yeah.
How far each
other? 165 milligrams across.
Kneel at the cross,
as we meet you there.
mine, anyway.
Yeah, that's your key in him, say.
Eighty-seven.
Eighty-seven. Jesus loves me?
Yep.
Jesus loves me. Yes, I know.
Hang on a minute, I can't get you, man. Let me start it out.
Okay.
Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me.
I just want to thank the Lord for saying, for being in his house this morning, for all the blessings that he gave to us every day. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Do you know my
Keep touching. Jacob the heaven born
Tracy, you got one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's
check up the offer.
Morning, chapter 8, and verse number 34, is where I'm going to start reading. Mark 8, 34.
I
you know every problem, Lord, never need, Lord, and you're able to meet it, Lord. I just pray we have a greater desire to come to you and to know you and to ask you, Lord. We just want to be asked, Lord God, and to be sought after, Lord, and desire. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that you desire us, Lord, and help us to desire you, Lord, and love one another. Pray you bless the preacher, fill him in the morning, Lord. Just give him all you have for us this morning, Lord. Strength us, encourage us, Lord. And we ask it for Jesus' sake, in his name. Amen.
And you may be seated. I'm sorry, reading 34. And when he had called people and knew him with his disciples also, he said unto them. Now listen to what he's saying here. Whatsoever will come after, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. How many of us are doing that this morning? Deny ourselves, picking up our cross and following him. Remember, to lay your rich under the Lord, that's what Jesus told him, said, sell off thy house, give to the poor. Take up your cross and follow me. What did he do? He turned away sorrowfully because he was very rich. Mm-hmm. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But who shall ever lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. But we're looking this morning and reading this, we're thinking physically anyway. But a lot of times we find that Jesus is telling us it's not always physical, spiritual. And man, think about that just for a minute as I continue to read. For why shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Look at that. Own soul. And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whatsoever therefore shall be, whosoever there be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh to the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Now there's a lot said in those few little verses there. And folks, what I want you to see this morning is the very precious thing that you have, that you've had all your life, that you will continue to have, even, I believe, after death. And that is your soul. I mean, Jesus asks the question, what will it profit a man if he has the whole world and he dies and goes to hell? What's all the personal gain good for? We know that this world is going to burn and everything. I'm going to tell you something. 200 years ago, this place where we're at, who knows what was here? If anything but trees. It could have been a meadow. It could have been a field. A 100 years from now, is this going to be here? The place where you lie your head down at night, is that thing going to be there? But I want to tell you something. 200 years ago, you were in God's mind. You was in his heart. 100 years from now,
when we're all dead and gone, we'll still be on his mind and in his heart. That precious soul. Because what do you think that soul is? We find it, you know, God breathed into man's nostrils, and he became a living soul. Each and every one of us this morning, church, has been born with a soul. And I believe with all my heart that that soul is the essence of who we are. There's been a time in each and every one of us, our lives. Each and every one of us has asked our same question. I know, I went to psychology class.
Yeah.
I passed psychology. So, preacher, when did you go to psychology class? Well, when I was in school over at CBCC to be an auto mechanic, we were supposed to take a small business class. Well, there wasn't enough Southern Greasy mechanics to do that. So they threw us in a psychology class, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot about psychology class. Matter of fact, I learned more about psychology than I did about a car. But I want to tell you, that soul that God has given us, I think that soul is on the deep. It's who we are. And each and every one of us has asked this question. Who am I? What's my purpose? Why am I here? Those three questions, we all, somewhere along in our life, we have asked those questions. I remember as it happened to me as a young boy. You know, who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? Well, I'm going to tell you why I'm here. Because somewhere back in 1960-61, God brought Mary Hilliard, Mary Terrell, to a little place called Hobbs in Baldwin County, who met a man named Robert Joe Morgan, at that time, Bobby Joe, that lived there in that little community of Hobbs, and they fell in love and got married, and I was the results. The first part of the results, Teresa the second. Scotty was third. Steve was last. God brought them together. And as I was in my mother's womb, there God put his portion in with me. One there that has that spirit that's right close that can line up with God's spirit and talk. That is the most precious thing that God has ever given us. We think that our children is the most precious thing that God gives us. Or, salvation, which is a precious thing which he gives us, but, you know, without a soul, what good is salvation? Amen. But I want you to see something. God said, let us make man in our lives and in our image. I believe with all my heart, dear God, what you see right up here in this form that you see is what God will look like in essence. You know, I don't believe him to be some kind of floating, invisible, transparent thing. I believe he has a physical body. That cross says it sits on a throne. Didn't say over, he didn't hover over. But you know something else I believe God's got? I believe God's got a soul, and our soul comes from that soul. He's our Father. That soul that God gives you is so precious. It's worth more than gold or silver. It's worth more than 401ks or trust funds or annuities. Or any other thing that's financial. Well, you know, I don't know what all that stuff is. But, you know, it don't matter. I have a 401k that I drink every once in a while. I need a new set of tires for my truck. But, you know, glory to God. That soul is the essence of who God is. Mm-hmm. I believe that because it's what we are. And we're made in his likeness and in his image. Now, I'm not trying to put us on a throne up there with God. By no means. No. What I'm saying is, God gets happy. God gets mad. We even see that God gets jealous. And he said to you, you look, I am a jealous God. It's either me or nobody. Right? God loves, and I'm going to be honest with you, God can hate. And you say, what? My God hates? What, he hates sin? He hates disobedience? All these things that we have come from God. Because he is our Father. Soul is so precious. You know, I believe that God's heart can be broken.
Yes.
Every, like this morning, sitting in the house of God, all the people that sitting there is lost, and if they get up and leave after the Holy Spirit of God has entered into their hearts and souls and convicted them, and they get up without accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, I believe it breaks the very heart of God. Every time someone dies that does not have their name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, when one of those enters into hell, I believe it breaks the heart of God. Because he knows that he sent his darling son to where they wouldn't have to. But like the Bible said, every time someone gets saved, the angels in heaven rejoice. And I believe with all of my heart that God rejoices right along with them.
Amen.
This soul that we take for granted, God loves it. It is the part of God that he has given unto us. It's his soul. It lives within us. It's alive. And it is guided by the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Don't sell your soul out to the devil. The prophets of this world ain't worth it.
You think about
in the Great Depression. I know they probably don't teach that in school anymore, but you know, the ones of us in here mostly know what that is. And we know from what we've learned, even though we didn't live in that time. But they were men. Because they lost so much money, they were actually jumping out of windows and dying. Because they lost what? Money can be made back. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. Once a soul has entered into hell, there's no turning back. There's no regaining. It is lost forever there in hell. To be brought up. To be judged. And to be cast into a lake of fire. Folks, you've got preachers that will stand in pulpits of churches this morning and tell you that hell is temporary. They'll tell you that lake of fire, once you hit that thing, it's done and it's over. But I'm going to tell you something. My Bible says that it is forever and ever.
Amen.
There's day and night. That day and night, folks, when Revelation is talking there about the lake of fire, where they're being tormented day and night, that day and night is the essence of time. Now, when it talks about heaven, it says one day. In other words, time doesn't mean anything to us no more. It's not, you know, we're on a linear timeline here. That lake of fire is going to be the same way. You're going to know the passage of time. And it makes it that much the worse. How many of you have been just laid in bed sick at night, longing for the night to be over? And it just seems like it drags on and on and on. Folks, I'm going to tell you a reality. Folks that go to hell will get out. They will be brought up, they will be judged, and they will be cast into a lake of fire. It's much worse than hell. It's no place to be. That soul that you have that lives on the inside of you is precious to God. It should be precious to you. It should be the most precious thing. I'm talking about an object. That soul is real. It is there. God put it there while you was yet in your mother's womb. It's precious. It should be something that should be looked over, looked out for. Please, if you're lost and undone without the Lord Jesus Christ, please take note how precious that soul is. And ask the Lord Jesus into your heart. Have Him on your side. Give that soul and that spirit and this old flesh. Give everything to God. So many times when people get saved, all they want to do is give. They just want to give the worst part. Hunt the flesh. Then they battle with it. It's that soul that gets rekindled. It's that soul that gets saved. It's that spirit that lives within you that is built up strong treasure is precious. It was given to you by God. This flesh, 50% of it was mama, 50% of it was daddy, the genes as well, whatever they want to call it. But I'm going to tell you something. Mankind is marked with change, genes and genetics. But there's one thing that they have not been able to tackle with. And that is that spirit, that soul that lives on the inside.
Yes.
Medical science don't even know where it's at. But it's the essence of who you are. Amen.
Amen.
That's all I have this morning. But please, take care of that soul. Because it is the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we pray this morning that you take these words that's been spoken this morning, Lord, and give it to the congregation, the folks that are watching. Lord, that they might understand that the one precious gift that God has given us is that spirit and soul. Lord, I know salvation is important. I know we can't have eternal life without it. But you know the need, that spirit, that soul, and that salvation is all right to one. And God, we pray, Lord, there's someone out there, God, that's lost. And I pray that's the Savior. Lord, that you might save them today. And Lord, we pray, God, for these ones that we have in our congregation that are sick. Lord, we pray, God, that you be with them and help them. In Jesus' name we do humbly pray. Amen.
Yes, I hurt my.
I like your dress.
I hurt my leg the other day.
You hurt your leg?
Furniture. I was trying to push it with my leg, and I hurt this thing.
Oh.
I should know better than that. You stopped from here.
There's an amazing hand.
Oh, yeah.
Just keep that in mind.
Yep.
Have that tradition. I'm so glad to see my cousin yesterday.
Yeah, she wasn't feeling good, but she was here.
Yeah,
she was good. Oh.
Yeah, she was not feeling good yesterday. She
stays it down most of the time.
I'll tell you one thing, them socks are not there.
I've got some. I'll bring them.
Do you bag one with zippers?
I don't know, they make the zippers.
Yeah, I've got some with zippers. I'll bring them.
Yeah.
I don't know where to bring them.
Okay. They're not there. I have to put them on for her. I'm afraid my hands are so rough. I'm afraid them are her. I mean, I like to never have another swimming.